The Wall of BMI Awards listed to Billy Sherrill are all songs that Billy Sherrill wrote or co-wrote. He was voted the BMI Songwriter of the Century. There's a picture at this time of this recording to the left of the piano of Billy at BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated's annual party, the year that he was voted Songwriter of the Century. And of course, Taylor Swift, being a fan of Tammy Wynette and many other people that Billy produced and wrote songs for, walked over to the table. I was actually Billy's guest. One day, Billy said, "Joe, you need to learn how to play piano. It'll make you a better songwriter." And what he was meaning was that when you write on a piano, you have a different mood, a different feel than if you were writing on a guitar. And if you're writing on a guitar, if you're writing on a nylon string guitar, you're going to write a different style song than if you were writing on a steel string acoustic guitar. And if you're writing on an electric guitar with a little bit of distortion, you're going to write more of a rock and roll song. It sets the tone for how you write a song. And so if you're playing a piano, you're going to write another different style song. That's what different instruments do for you, whether they're different guitars, different pianos, whatever. So Billy had got a new grand piano for his office. And this Harrington upright piano, it was affordable. I bought it for $200 from CBS Records and took it home. And I started one song on it, and it was called Somebody Lied. It was the first number one record for Ricky Van Shelton, the country singer Ricky Van Shelton. It went number one of December 1987, and I never touched the piano again after that. I figured I'd pull the only one number one record out of it I could. Billy had done a great job of emptying it of most of the hits I think were in it spiritually. And so it set my home for many years until I founded the museum, and it was the very first thing I had to go in this museum. You can get close enough to the keyboard to see on the far left keyboard, you'll see a cigarette burn on one of the white keys, one of the last white keys on the left, next to the last one actually. And if you look up above it, on the very top of the piano, on the wood, you'll see three or four places, maybe more, where Billy would lay his cigarette up there and it would just burn through into the finish of the piano. And there was always, Billy had a fondness for scotch and cigarettes. And so there was always a cigarette burning and always a glass of scotch or wine sitting up on this piano somewhere. So like I told an interviewer one time, there's probably a gallon of scotch spilt in here somewhere, and along with all these cigarette burns.